Even as we emerge from the pandemic, our external environment has become very troubled. US-China relations, which sets the tone for global affairs, are worsening. The two powers are divided over many issues. Their rival ideologies and systems of government, China's growing influence in the world, plus many specific problems, including trade disputes, cyber espionage, the South China Sea, Hong Kong, and most recently and worryingly, sharply escalating tensions over Taiwan. Yet the US and China need to work together on many pressing global issues, including climate change, pandemics, and nuclear proliferation. And their tense relationship is making this almost impossible. And this is bad news for the world. President Joe Biden and President Xi Jinping recently held a long video call. They agreed to meet in person. But neither side expects relations to improve anytime soon. Furthermore, we must all hope that there are no miscalculations or mishaps which can make things much worse very quickly. Apart from US-China tensions, Russia's invasion of Ukraine also has profound implications for the world and for Singapore. First, the invasion violates the UN Charter and fundamental principles of sovereignty and territorial integrity. And this is particularly important to Singapore. Our security, even our existence, relies on countries upholding these principles. We cannot legitimize Russia's wrongful actions. Russia claims that what it calls a special military operation in Ukraine is justified by historical errors and crazy decisions. If we accept this logic, what happens if one day others use this same argument against us? Second, the war has created deep hostility between Russia and other states, especially US and the NATO countries. Relations have completely broken down, and there are nuclear powers on both sides. It's hard to imagine any satisfactory end to the conflict. Third, the war in Ukraine affects security in the Asia-Pacific. It has complicated the already strained US-China relations and also relations between China and America's partners in Asia, like Australia and Japan. We can expect more geopolitical contestation in the Asia-Pacific. Some countries will choose a side, others, like Singapore, will try our best to avoid being caught up in major power rivalry. Our region has enjoyed peace for so long that it's hard for us to imagine things being different. But look at how things have gone wrong in Europe. How suddenly and quickly. And can you be sure that things cannot go wrong like that in our region too? So we must get real and we must get ourselves prepared psychologically. What can we do about these external dangers? First, we must stand firm on fundamental principles of international law. Work with other countries to uphold a rules-based order, for example, by speaking up at the United Nations. Taking cover and keeping quiet will hurt us in the long term. Next, we must take national service seriously and keep the SAF and Home Team strong and credible. If we do not defend ourselves, no one is going to defend us on our behalf. Most importantly, we must stay one united people. Never allow ourselves to be divided, whether by race, religion, income, social differences, or place of birth. Stay alert against foreign actors who are looking out to exploit our vulnerabilities and to influence our people for their own interests. I talked about this in my Chinese speech. Don't believe that everything you read online is true. If we are taken in and we are divided, we will stand no chance. But united, we can deal with any problems that come our way.